News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Why don't we go to Fine Gael TD for Longford Westmeath, Peter Burke, who apparently is on that secret working group. Peter, that point that Paul Williams makes, you're attacking the party that you're going to depend on to get this budget through. It seems somewhat counterintuitive.
What is happening here is that we are just calling out on reckless spending commitments. If we take a look over the first 5 months since the 1st of January, Fianna Fáil have made 14 individual headline commitments through the Dáil. And remember that politicians, quite rightly, and it's a key tenet of our democratic process, can highlight their priorities. But when you have front bench spokesperson seeking to pass motions through the Dáil, get and command the majority in the House for different spending commitments that total over 1.5 billion euro, that is reckless in the extreme. And they've been doing this consistently. It's very choreographed. We can see each week, each Fianna Fáil deputy lining up behind their front bench spokesperson to make a pitch to the latest interest group that's in the private members' gallery.
Okay, the argument could be made, though, that Fine Gael should look at its own house in relation to this first. Yeah, spending is up 7% year on year, April to April. This is at a time when the economy is roaring ahead. We should actually be reining in spending, not increasing it. You're also talking about spending fairly big in the budget as well. You keep finding hundreds of millions of euro down the back of the couch on budget day. We still have a budget deficit, despite the fact we're way into a boom at this stage. You haven't exactly got your own fiscal house in order yet.
No, I'd completely disagree with that. If you actually
One of those things would you disagree with? Because they're all facts.
I'll take them one by one.
Yeah, spending up 7% year on year.
First of all, our domestic economy is currently growing at 3.5%.
Yeah.
Essentially, wage growth is running around 2%. So that's a sustainable position. So if you look at...
Yeah, spending is up 7% year on year.
If you look at what happened in the previous administrations, from 2003 to 2008, public sector pay went up 32%. The cost of living went up 18%. The reverse is happening now, essentially, that we're managing our economy. We have a new budgetary process underway, which was recommended by the OECD. So instead of a one-hit wonder disconnected event, now we have our spring-summer economic statement. We have the National Economic Dialogue. Oh. We have the Budgetary Oversight Committee. We have the Independent Fiscal Advisory Council, which stress tests
which you've ignored pretty much every year. You've ignored their advice. You haven't addressed my point about spending being up 7% year on year.
Spending, obviously, is running very closely in line with the economy. Once the economy continues to grow, which is mapped out in the budget, we are on course to balance our books. And that's the critical thing here. We are not spending recklessly. If our economy wasn't growing or was reducing, that would be considered reckless.
But all the experts say we should be running a surplus because the economy is growing. Sorry, Peter, if I can. All the experts are saying because the economy is growing so strongly, we should counter-cyclical economics says we should be running a surplus now. You're not running a surplus. You're just not. That's just not true.
We are. Let me set this out. We're putting through a rainy day fund, which is going to accumulate a fund of $3 billion by 2021. That will obviously mitigate any future shocks to our economy. Secondly, we're reducing our debt. We're almost at 66% of debt-GDP ratio at the moment, which went to 120% on a pre-crisis high. So what will happen now is that if we ever have an economic shock in the future, the country will have, number one, money to put into the economy to kickstart it again, and secondly, it will have reduced its debt, which we will have capacity for more room.
We still have a budget deficit. You do accept that, do you? Do you accept that we still have a budget deficit?
The deficit is on projected now for less than half a percent of the structural deficit, which is within the tolerance level for the Growth and Stability Pact for a balanced budget.
Okay, but should we have the question would be, should we have a deficit at all when we're so far into a boom at this stage? When do you have the potential of Brexit crisis emerging from Brexit, the potential for the Italian situation to go horribly wrong? We could be back in difficulty very quickly.
I think that's where you're missing the point, Mark. The deficit is so
small. Shane Coleman, not Mark Coleman.
Sorry, the deficit is so small now. It's when the tolerance level for the Stability and Growth Pact, which actually monitors the spending we have, in the country. If the deficit was increasing outside those limits, then there would be concern. But we are now managing the economy. We're ensuring that the growth is sustainable.
Okay.
We're ensuring that it's delivering on the key societal changes now we want to make. And that's the critical
final question.
But this point, the point I'm really trying to make is that this is dishonest politics by Fianna Fáil. When you have a number of spending commitments and there are a further 25 which I could not cost because of the woolly nature of them. But when you can cost 14 individuals spending commitments that the economy cannot absorb or sustain, that is reckless.
Okay.
Economics.
Final question I have to put to you. Isn't it a bit rich, you accusing Fianna Fáil of being reckless, when you were last in opposition and the economy was in free fall? Fine Gael opposed every tax increase and every spending cut during the Brian Lenihan budgetary, the three budgets that Brian Lenihan brought in. You opposed every one of those measures. You played reckless politics with this, so did the Labour Party.
If you look, Shane, at speeches from Richard Bruton there, where he called out that the government was relying at that time on the golden goose of the construction sector.
No, I'm talking about after the crash. I'm talking about after the crash.
This was before the crash.
Yeah, and I'm talking about after the crash. Fine Gael opposed every tax increase and every spending cut.
That's not correct. We opposed taxes on jobs, and that's the key issue we wanted to get away from. We were trying to tax our way out of our economy by increasing our tax, our income tax rate. But what Fine Gael did was trying to reduce slowly tax and jobs to get our economy growing again. It's just a different strategy. It's a different economic outlook. You can't tax your way completely out of an economy. You have to get your employment growing again. And the fact speaks for ourselves. We're now on course for full employment.
Okay. Shouldn't you be using your time better instead of coming up with ways of spinning against Fianna Fáil? Shouldn't you just be concentrating on government?
No, this isn't spinning. This is very clear here that when you have the expectations of society being raised significantly, when you have a party speaking to each individual interest group each week and promising them everything they wish for, that is unfair. And I think it's the job of responsible politicians to call that out and show that we need to keep on a sustainable path and ensure that we continue to manage our public finances.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Fine Gael, TD for Longford Westmeath, Peter Burke. Thanks indeed for talking to us this morning.
News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.